We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
Well, Draymond Green was ejected during the timeout because Fantasy Ransom and Ray Acosta, instead of being like an old school official and move away from the guy who's upset, no, they stayed close to him and kind of talked with him. And as a result, Draymond gets ejected 3 minutes and 36 seconds in.
Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby. Look, I'm going to say good morning to everybody out there getting off the graveyard shift. That's Tim Roy on the call right here on 95.7 The Game. Your flagship home with the Golden State Warriors. They beat the Orlando Magic yesterday 101-93. A good win for them. They needed to win because Houston won in overtime out in Oklahoma City last night. They're talking. They remain one game back of the Warriors in the loss column. However, it's really two games because the Warriors own the tiebreaker. Okay, that's that. The Warriors win. Andrew Wiggins scores 13-23 in the fourth quarter. And that's the kind of thing I want to focus on today. Obviously, 888-957-9570. A lot of you guys are going to want to talk about Draymond Green getting ejected for the fourth time this season. 3 minutes and 33 seconds left. Or 3 minutes and 36 seconds into the game. Just can't happen. And I'm kind of like Steve Kerr. He deserved it. He asked for it. It is what it is. I just don't. Shasky, I'm kind of exasperated by discussing the same old thing over and over and over again. Again, Draymond Green said this was the most important season of his career. He's been ejected four times. He's been suspended twice for multiple games. The Warriors are right now in 10th place. He's had two games in which he's been ejected in the first quarter. Hell, within the first 4 minutes of the basketball game. Cannot happen. But I'm exasperated from talking about this situation. I really am. I don't know what to say anymore.
It completely overshadowed. I thought it was one of the better wins all year. Right. I don't know. I think it's the best, but it's one of their better wins. Look, I mean, considering no Kuminga, no Draymond Green for the entirety of the year, entirety of the game.
Andrew Wiggins has come to life the last two games.
He hit the
that
two
should
threes,
be the story.
And he had the little like it was like a floater push shot.
Right.
Steph Curry did not have a great shooting night, but I thought the way he handled the floor in terms of being a floor general with the 10 assists was excellent. But Klay Thompson has been playing very selfless basketball at whatever is needed of him. He has been delivering. Yep. And then I look at like Kevon Looney contributing. Yep. I look at Moses Moody that put back dunk and contributing. I look at Pajemski putting a couple in the hoop. Like four guys, I believe, gave you 40 and about 30 something rebounds off the bench. So it really sucks. Like we're being robbed emotionally of a great win because of unnecessary stuff. I mean, it's just where we're at.
Yeah,
Here's what I would say to you, Deep. I want to start here.
Go ahead.
And I don't want you to say it. I want me to say it, because this is me.
Well, I would just say the fact that Steph Curry and Klay Thompson have come out in the last two games and said, Andrew Wiggins is very important to us when he plays like that. We're a different team. As much as we've ripped on Andrew Wiggins or said how inconsistent he was, you know what, man? I give him credit when he does play well. Give him credit when he does score 13-23.
100%.
That should be the focus.
Back-to-back games, I thought.
Back-to-back games, defending at a high level, playing aggressively offensively.
Active on the rebounding.
I'm tired of talking about ejections. I'm just tired of it.
We all are.
What else do you want us to say?
But you're not alone. So I want to start here. Like, I watched Steph Curry as the whole thing was unfolding. I rewound it and I watched it back. Rewound it and watched it back. I couldn't believe what I was watching on a variety of fronts. Forget Dre. Just forget him for a second. Watch Steph Curry. We all agree.
Yep.
Steph's the greatest warrior of all time. Wilt Chamberlain, most of us didn't see. Most of us didn't see. Steph Curry's the greatest warrior of all time. And you're watching, I believe, one of the greatest teammates of all time. And we all would agree, a very balanced, fair, patient human being.
Right.
And I watched him do something that I've done in my personal life. And I watched his reaction. There are certain relationships that I have with myself and with others that are very complicated. And there are times in my life where I've let myself down, or I've been let down by my actions or by someone else's actions, and I show the emotion. And the reason why I'm saying that is that I watched, after the whole Draymond Green getting ejected from the game, NBC had the camera stuck on Steph Curry.
Yep.
And he bent over, and I sat there and I watched, and he allowed the emotion because he was vulnerable in that situation. And I am a chronic anger management issue person. I still struggle with it to this day.
I do too.
And like I saw his reaction. It reminded me of family members. You know, maybe I'm getting too intimate here, whether it be my wife, my father, my brother, people that I love, be let down in the moment because of stupid things that I couldn't control. I was watching it from afar, like, oh my God, I've seen this play out before. And I watched Steph, who clearly cares about Draymond Green. He allowed the vulnerability to showcase itself, and the tears, you could see it. I don't care what anyone says. Like, to me, that was, whether it was one single tear or not, like, that was a person who was completely exhausted by what's been going on, and he allowed it to happen, like, in front of all of our eyes. I'm long-winded here, and I apologize, but his reaction to Draymond's ejection, to me, forget 1,000 words. It was 1 billion words. That was a novel. That was a 7-part novel of how some other person was let down by that guy again and again and again. And I'm saying, man, I was like, wow. I felt like I was watching things that I've done through the prism of Steph, and I was watching how other people I've loved reacted to me stepping the line. And it's just like, wow. I thought it spoke 1,000 words.
Well, it's very well said there. Now, I didn't get to... I'm not putting myself in that situation, because what I went through in life and anger management, it has nothing to do with what happened last night. I'm not going to get that deep into it in terms of my personal life. And what I was watching was something that we've seen before on the basketball court. That's what we were watching. That's how I interpreted everything. And watching Steph put his head inside his jersey and shake his head the way he shook his head. We'll play the sound from what he said after the game. There's 11 games left. You played a team that has the sixth best record at home in the NBA. You played a team that was the 15th in the Eastern Conference. You played a team that hadn't played since Saturday, that has young, fresh legs. You're on the back end of a back-to-back. You're desperate for a win. You're desperate to get rolling here. You're desperate to find your mojo and get everybody clicking, whether it's Wiggins, Clay, the new starting lineup, the 23rd different starting lineup. You got to do what you got to do to get a win right now. You put yourself behind the eight ball. And what are your trusted agents? A four-time champ, a DPOY, a guy who said it was the most important season of his career, gets ejected less than 4 minutes into the basketball game, and we could have just walked away from the situation. Now, I hear Fitz and I hear Tim Roy saying, hey, the referee, he walked this way. I'm not blaming the referees for that.
No.
Draymond Green has gotten veteran clout for many, many years in the way he talks to referees. When he came back, Steve Kerr said, we don't really want him yelling at referees. Then Steve Kerr later on said, hey, you know what? We want him yelling at referees. So I don't know which one it is. I don't know.
Here's what I want.
I don't know which one it is when it comes to that. But what I saw from Steph Curry was like, damn it, I need this guy. We need this guy. That was part of my frustration. Whatever happened between me and Draymond Green a few weeks ago, it has nothing to do with today. It has nothing to do with what I've said all season long or the years prior. When Draymond Green said it was the most important season of his career, he looked at me and said, it's about that fifth ring. And I need to do whatever I need to do to redeem myself from the season before. And now we come into the season, and he's been ejected four times, twice in the first 4 minutes of a basketball game, and he's been suspended for multiple games. And how many games has he missed? And now you're sitting here in the 10th spot, so that's where I got the look from Stephen Curry saying, again, again, again. And here's the sound. Here's the sound from Stephen Curry on why he showed emotions.
Yeah, we know how important the season is. This part of the season is in our ability to get into a rhythm and secure a playing opportunity and give ourselves a shot. We don't want to have self-inflicted wounds when it comes to that. We all care. We all are passionate about the game and our chances to have something to play for down the stretch. So you give everything you got to this game, and that's the emotion.
That's the emotion. Here's Curry on Draymond getting ejected.
No, I said we need him. He knows that. We all know that. So whatever it takes to keep him on the floor, him be available, that's what's got to happen, especially at this point in the year. So it's a tough way to start the game, but I am extremely proud of every single person that stepped foot on the floor tonight and responded the way that they did, because back-to-back, you know, the team, as physical as they are, we got contributions from everybody. And it was a beautiful team effort to respond the way that we did and get this win, because we went and took it. And that's a big sign for us, a sign of growth to be able to respond that way.
That's as critical as Stephen Curry will ever get about the situation. We need him. It's late in the season. We all have passion. But we need everybody on the floor. We need Draymond on the floor. That was as demeaning as Steph Curry would ever get.
What was the one word that he said there? Team.
Team.
I'm begging one person to explain to me how all the fire and brimstone helped the team last night. Because I hear that a lot from people. He's the heart and soul of the team. Really? When you're fighting with the Rockets, winning 10 in a row, looking as gelled as ever, it looks like they're coming of age. That's what it looks like with the Rockets.
They're playing well.
You're on a back-to-back like you referenced. You referenced no Kuminga. The team is tired. You were just in South Beach.
Yep.
You know, this is a crucial point in the year. And it was an unnecessary, you know, go at the official over a very nondescript play at the beginning of the game.
Yeah.
And now you've eliminated yourself from the lineup. And so you're hurting the team on the floor. You're hurting the chemistry, right? You're now unavailable. That's not leadership.
Yeah.
That's not heart and soul stuff. That's just not to me. And people that want to bang that narrative, you're insulting your own intelligence.
I don't know if anybody is. I stay offline for the most part these days. Twitter's helped me out. Staying off of there has helped my mental health out tremendously, because I'm not going to lie to you, Shesky. I don't like being called names. It doesn't make me feel good when I see some internet gangsters or some trolls calling me every name in a book. I'm not cool with that. I don't like reading that stuff. I'll admit it on the front end. I'm not cut from that cloth. I'm not cool with people just calling me names left and right. So I stay off of there. So I don't know what people are saying. But the jolt, it was an 8-6 game. Now, you hear this sometimes where Draymond gets kicked out, or he gets a technical, and you could say it woke up the team. It was the fire they needed, the jolt they needed, or whatnot. Yesterday was an 8-6 basketball game. It was so early in the game, and it could have went sideways. But the Warriors responded at that point, and they go up 27-11 at the end of the first quarter. They were able to hold that lead throughout the entire game and never relinquish that lead and win a big game in Orlando, a place they hadn't won since 2017. So I don't want to hear anything about, hey, it gave them a jolt or what. Look, some people I did hear this, that, oh, well, you know, Steph should have done a better job of holding the back. They got to do a better job of bringing him back.
No, I didn't see that.
Here's my thing. Draymond Green is a grown-ass man. At some point, you got to control your emotions. You got to control yourself. What is Steph going to do here? He's standing in front of him.
He's
like, all right, come on, Dre.
Yeah.
Chris Paul's right there. Yusef, Steph Curry's bodyguard is probably saying something to Draymond Green. Like, yo, Dre, we need you. We need you. Let's just chill for a second. You got the one tech. You got your point across. Let's keep it moving. But you can't continue to call people the names you're calling them. We all read his mouth. We all read his lips. We read his lips. Come on, man.
But the thing I don't understand is it was so inconsequential to the big picture. So he was mad about a possession defensively prior. They go down on offense. I believe Steph missed a shot or whatever. And then they come back the other way. And Anthony gives the ball to your boy, Paolo Banchero, who comes crashing in to Andrew Wiggins. Whatever. You want to call it a block. You want to call it a charge. Like, I thought Wiggins' feet were moving. Whatever. But immediately, Draymond Green spins around, and he's in the official's face. Yeah. And he touched the official, which is an automatic ejection. Mm-hmm. Or, excuse me, automatic technical, I believe. Mm-hmm. And then he just wouldn't let it go.
Yep.
And to me, it's just like, you got to control yourself. I mean, it's 3 minutes into the game. I mean, we need you. I just don't understand it.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I'm not a loss for words, Monte.
Well, listen to Steve Kerr.
It's been like 3 years building up.
Well, listen to Steve Kerr.
Too bad. It was unfortunate. He deserved it. He'll bounce back. I'm just proud of the guys for stepping up. Moses came off the bench, had a big game for us. Gee made a big three. You know, Gary was fantastic. So we had guys step up, and that's what it takes.
Curry and Kerr. Moving past it, saying, you know what, deserves it, can't happen, but let's talk about the team. Let's talk about the team. Kerr mentioned Moody. Kerr mentioned Andrew Wiggins. That's the thing I'm focused on. Andrew Wiggins scored 13-23 in the fourth quarter. We need to talk about that. We need to talk about that. We got opening day with the Giants down at Petco Park in San Diego. We need to talk about that. We got Jalen Taylor coming up at 9:20 on this show. We need to talk about that. We got Dave Flemmie coming up at 8:30. I want to talk about that and what the Giants are going to do this season. I want to talk about Wiggins balling out in Orlando. I want to talk about this team getting a big win, sweeping the Florida teams in the back-to-back for the sixth time in franchise history. But no, it doesn't work like that, unfortunately. We got to talk about something that happened 3 minutes and 36 seconds into the game. And I'm not, quite frankly, I'm exhausted from it. Exasperated.
I think Steph is.
It's Steph.
It looked like Steph was.
I mean, he is.
Here's the part that frustrates me, and you keep alluding to it. I can't say it enough. They've been losing with him. So this thing that they can't win without him, well, last night they won without him. And I saw a lot of guys play really well without him.
Well, I saw the spacing be a little bit better. That's one thing where Andrew Wiggins, and this is why, and this is a dirty little secret. This is why when I say Draymond needs to shoot more, because he's wide open. Coaches can't diagram plays to get a player that wide open. Draymond's always open. But if you play Draymond with pods, you got two guys who at times are not as confident in their shot, and so they're going into the paint, and they're navigating areas and spaces where Kuminga and Wiggins needs to do. Draymond not being in a game, look at how wide open the lane was last night.
It did feel like Andrew Wiggins.
And I'm not saying they need Draymond Green. I'm not saying that they don't need Draymond Green. But offensively, if you're not going to take open, wide open shots, you're going to congest the paint, because this is what happened in the second round of the playoffs. Anthony Davis was able to camp out in the paint for the L.A. Lakers. LeBron James was able to camp out in the paint for the L.A. Lakers, leaving Draymond Green wide open. What does that do? That compromises the space for Steph, Clay, and Andrew Wiggins. And all of a sudden, Andrew Wiggins got a bit more lane, a bit more spacing with Clay in the starting lineup. And then with Draymond Green getting ejected, and what do you know? Andrew Wiggins is able to go to his bag, go to the rim, dunk on people, baby hook, get into the post, mid-post. Oh, you know what? I'm feeling good for the three-point line. Let me hit three of my 6 3-point attempts. All of a sudden, Andrew Wiggins is a lot more aggressive. So I'm looking at it from a basketball sense. The spacing was so much better. You need guys who are aggressive offensively. So that's what I want to talk about. But 888-957-9570, I get the nature of the job. You want some thoughts on Draymond Green? Go ahead, give it to us. Because I'm exhausted right now, man. It's the most important season of his career.
There's 3 minutes into a game that they had to have. 3 minutes.
3 minutes and 33 seconds.
On a nondescript
seconds.
Play where he wasn't involved. The guy can't control himself. I mean, we've just gone over. And the part that bugs me is that at every turn, he's been rewarded for the behavior, and we've enabled the behavior, or we've excuse-made the behavior. And I'm just tired of hearing it. The mental gymnastics people are doing. Every single play in the NBA all year long in every game, there is someone frustrated with a call.
Yep.
And yet there is one guy who stands above all as someone who can't control their emotions when it comes to the referees. And the part that, and look, I'm going to go here because this is just me. I implore my youth teams to watch the Warrior games because there is a high IQ and a sophistication involved in how they play the game. I do love the way Klay Thompson moves without the ball. I love the way Steph Curry moves without the ball, and Chris Paul, and how he sees the floor as a floor general. I get so sad trying to explain to young kids, yeah, you're not supposed to talk to officials the way that Draymond does. And this is a guy who's been in the league for
13 years. Why do you get sad about that?
Because it's 13 years of this guy berating officials nonstop. And then the broadcast,
Don't need to get sad about that. Just say, hey, this is not what you're supposed to do.
But then the broadcast, well, the official needs to walk away. No. The guy was going to the scorer's table of the referee. Draymond Green needs to walk away. The call was made. You said your piece. You got the technical. Move on. And it can't happen. And it's just over and over and over again. And I'm telling you, man, I'm exhausted. I can't imagine what it's like being a player or a teammate on that team.
Well, you know what? They feel better today. And Wiggins, Curry, Clay, CP3, Pods, TJD in his game, Moses Moody, they all feel a lot better today.
What a dunk.
They got a huge win.
Yeah, they did.
That was a huge team win yesterday. Shout out to YouTube and Twitch, part two by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal first class money market today. You can now download the Odyssey app directly from our YouTube and Twitch pages as we have added the QR code on both pages. How about that? Look at that QR code right there. 888-957-9570 is the number. Your thoughts on yesterday. That is pretty cool, yeah. Huh? Shout out to our friends at Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. If you're going to call it to the roast, you better bring it, because if you don't, you will be flushed. Brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. As I mentioned, Dave Fleming, we won't flush him at 8:30. John Taylor, we won't flush him at 9:20. You know Willard and Dibbs will not flush Steve Kerr at 2:30.
That's BS,
all
man.
Coming up here at 95.7 The Game. Brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Stores.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.